Hello.
Hey, Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How's everybody?
We're good. All right. You know, there's the old adage about blitzing young quarterbacks, and especially guys who are in their first year starting. Is obviously not going to give us your defensive game plan against Kyle, but is it hard to almost not do that when you're facing a quarterback who's pretty much starting for the first time?
Well, any time you game plan an offense from the defensive side of the ball, I mean, you definitely look at the quarterback as part of how you plan on playing against that offense and what they're doing. But, I mean, there's so many other components that come into whether you're going to blitz or not blitz based on their protection schemes and the ability with their perimeter players and, you know, with Deshaun Jackson on the outside and Jeremy Maclin, that's – you got some exciting playmakers that they're able to get the ball to.
There's a lot of comparisons between Kevin Cobb and Aaron Rodgers, and a lot of it probably has to do with the fact that they both sat behind, as Andy Reid said, they called them legends. Do you see a lot of similarities between them in their actual games?
Yeah, I would say yes, that they're both accomplished passers as far as being productive in their college careers, had the opportunity to sit down, sit behind two outstanding quarterbacks, and learn a quarterback-friendly offense that's built around making the quarterback successful. There's a lot of similarities in the vertical passing game, both Philadelphia and Green Bay. So, and as far as their skill sets, Kevin looks to be making all the throws and throws with good anticipation. And so, yeah, I would definitely say there's some similarities.
Did you know right away that Aaron was ready when his opportunity came?
Oh, I'd like to tell you I knew right away that he was ready. I felt after his third year here that he was ready to go. He was ready. He was prepared to play. But the things you don't find out until they actually play in games, and, the ability to handle the adversity, the ability to bounce back, week to week. I mean, it's a grind, physically. The pounding that the NFL quarterback takes over the 16-game season. So those answers are never, you don't find that out until you go through the season. So, but as far as from a preparation standpoint, leading up to his first start, I definitely felt he was ready to go.
So we won't know about Kevin until the end of the year, basically?
That's my opinion. I mean, you won't know what level quarterback he's going to be, but I can see why everybody's encouraged and excited about it because of what he has shown so far and his skill set and his ability to manage that offense. So, I'd be excited about him if I was coaching him.
Did you counsel Andy Reid at all when he was going through this decision-making process about moving on from Donovan to Kevin?
No, I did not speak to Andy during that time.
With all the changes that the Eagles have throughout their roster, is it more difficult to game plan for them since this particular unit is so different from what they've been like in the past?
Well, anytime you play the opener, it's always a little more difficult. There's always a percentage of unscouted looks on both sides of the ball. With Philadelphia's particular defense, with the number of different players that they have this year, an opportunity to watch the personnel more in the preseason games, and we spent a lot of time on their scheme during last year's campaign. So you just try to gather as much information as you possibly can.
Hey, Coach, can you talk about the difficulties in preparing to face a quarterback that you just haven't seen too much of?
Well, that's also a challenge, and you just try to work on his tendencies and the characteristics that he's presented in the short time he's been on the field. But it's more about the offense and what they're trying to do with him on the offense has been our focus for our game plan.
You've got a couple defensive backs who were hurt in the offseason. Are you concerned? The Eagles obviously have a lot of talented receivers. Concerned about those matchups?
Well, I mean, that's where you start. No question about it. I think, Deshaun Jackson is as exciting a player there is in our league right now. He's a special player when he gets the ball in his hands. Jerry Macklin's also an excellent player. Selick at the tight end. So, I mean, McCoy's a one-cut runner, and they're They have an excellent perimeter, and like they always had, in my opinion, they got a big physical offensive line. So they do a very good job on offense, extremely productive year in and year out. It's going to be a big challenge for our defense.
The challenge for Andy Reid this week seems to be able to keep his young players kind of on an even keel and not get up too soon and be too overexcited when the game starts. What's the challenge for you heading into this game with a more veteran group going up against a young and energetic squad like this?
Well, we're preparing for a road game, and it is also opening day. Philadelphia is definitely a tough place to play. They do a great job with their game day environment there. So we're just focusing on preparing for everything that we expect them to give us, and then just go in there and play to the standard of football that we feel we're capable of playing. So you have to play a certain way on the road, and then we got to be able to control and overcome the momentum swings that happen to you, especially against a team like Philadelphia.